AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Three people known dead in Missouri as severe weather continues to batter the Midwest. Overnight, Missouri's capital, Jefferson City, took a direct hit from a tornado. Our David Lieb is there.
Work crews in Jefferson City right now are clearing down power lines, twisted metal and other debris from the street using large front loaders, trucks, and bulldozers. Jefferson City police have no immediate reports of fatalities. However, they received multiple calls of injuries or people trapped in buildings.
Police Lieutenant Dave Williams.
We are going to go door to door. One of the plans we have for later this afternoon is our search and rescue, our fire, our police. We are all going to get together and we are going door to door to make sure that everyone is accounted for.
The three people known dead in Missouri were in the Golden City area. We don't know what President Trump is planning to do about this.
U.S. officials say the Defense Department will present plans to the White House this morning to send up to 10,000 more American troops to the Middle East in an effort to beef up defenses against potential Iranian threats. While many in Congress are skeptical of the Trump administration's approach to Iran, questioning whether it's responding to significant new threats or escalating a situation that could lead to war. But defense leaders told congressional officials Tuesday that the U.S. doesn't want to go to war with Iran and wants to de-escalate the situation. Matt Small, Washington.
An angry President Trump stormed out of a White House meeting with congressional leaders yesterday. He says he won't work with Democrats until they drop their investigations of his administration. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's response.
It was very, very, very strange.
She says she's praying for the president and for the nation. The president tweeted his thanks for the prayers. This is AP Radio News. An injury is sidelining Bond, James Bond.
The actor who plays 007 will be on the show for a while. Daniel Craig will be laid up a couple of weeks after suffering an ankle injury while working on the 25th installment of the movie franchise. The injury was suffered in Jamaica, where the filming is taking place. The official James Bond Twitter account says Craig will be sidelined because of ankle surgery, but it does not say what happened or what the surgery might involve. It says while Craig is recovering, work on Bond 25 will continue and that the injury will not affect the film's release date set for next April. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Daredevil Nick Wallenda plans to cross New York's Times Square without his feet ever touching the ground. He and his sister will do a high wire walk 25 stories above ground for a TV special that airs in June. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.